Hi, I'm Megan Offner, and we are at New York Heartwood's headquarters in Kingston, New York. New York Heartwood's evolved out of what I was doing before, which I was doing sets for fashion and advertising photo shoots. And having grown up in Missoula, Montana, and I was surrounded by a lot of clear cuts. And I had this realization that I was building things that would last a day or maybe a week. And in the end, they would end up in the dumpster and trees were getting cut down so that I could build something that was so temporary. And I began just studying, basically just trying to learn another way of living that was harmonious with what I believe is important, which is we've extracted a lot from our planet and used and abused a lot of our resources. And how can we have like a beautiful and creative life while regenerating our ecosystems? And I worked with a fellow out in Spring Green, Wisconsin, who has a company called Timber Green Forestry. And he harvested his dying and diseased trees on his family's land. And with those trees, he had a hardwood flooring company. So he would mill the wood, dry the wood, mill it into flooring, do the installation, and whatever was left over, he would use to create smaller objects that were sold in a store in town. Whatever was left over from that ended up in his wood stove. So it was this beautiful model about how you can have a win-win, where like the forests were only more healthy from having these diseased trees removed. He was able to have this beautiful creative life and nothing was wasted. And I decided that's what I wanted to do, or something similar. And within 2 weeks, I was introduced to Jed Bark of Bark Frameworks. And he has a portable mill for his business and that was underutilized. And I was able to set up my business on his land 6 months after that. We had the intention of harvesting trees like Jim Birkemeyer did. And soon after we began the business in March of 2011, in August was Hurricane Irene, and then the following year was Hurricane Sandy, and we realized that there were so many trees just falling over and dying that there was no reason for us to cut them down. We started forging relationships with the DPW. We started in Warwick, New York, and so we had a relationship with the mayor of Warwick and did a cleanup of a public park there and harvested probably about 60 logs just from that one park. We work with tree services that either have firewood businesses or would otherwise be landfilling the trees. We get trees directly from landowners. If you would have told me 10 years ago that I would be running a sawmill, I would have thought you were crazy. I was in love with New York and kind of a Williamsburg hipster and embraced the city after, you know, growing up in Montana and in the mountains. And then I got to a point where I just needed to be in the mountains and in the woods again. So moving upstate has felt like, you know, it is the perfect place for me.